3 years ago, a state hearings board issued a landmark decision requiring cities and counties around Puget Sound to take more aggressive steps to reduce polluted runoff.
Unfortunately, the latest version of the permit really misses this great opportunity we had to move the ball forward.
Bruce Wishart with People for Puget Sound was on a committee that helped draft the new rules together with the State Department of Ecology. He says the advocacy groups worked hard to make low-impact development techniques a requirement for new stormwater permits. That means every time someone builds a new development, they'll have to look at limiting the amount of pavement and increasing vegetation, for example, or at putting in rain gardens or cisterns to keep polluted runoff in check. But Wishart says the new rules have no teeth.
The draft is riddled with loopholes and exemptions for developers, which would make many of these requirements for low-impact development or green building unenforceable.
The State Department of Ecology says those criticisms are overblown. They say the new standards will address stormwater pollution more aggressively. For example, projects that are smaller than an acre will no longer be exempt, and stormwater monitoring will be required. But the department says it has to create realistic policies and make it feasible for developers and cash-strapped governments to comply. And they say they're taking public comment on the new rules from now until February. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.